The Gemara says on the top of Daf Chav Gimel Aleph, the key to the call with the Nerva Venevan. The Pasuk is coming to my mind, Nerva Venevan by Eifus. Now Rashi says over here, Lamut Nerva Venevan, he says that Reveya, like the name of Eifus, then look at Eif Reveya. That there is no Reveya by Eifus because an Eif is not Reveya. Now what does Rashi mean? The Pasuk says Rashi's bothered. Why is Gemara say Lamut Nerva, not Lamut Reveya? Usually Reveya and Nerva come together. So it's like Rashi, there is no Matthias of Reveya by Eif, because an Eif can't be Reveya, so it's only coming with the Nirva, and that's why we remind Nirva. Nirva Ishach by Eif, like we see in the Gemara of Adazar and Dav Chafez. Let's move over there that there is a din of Nirva by Eif. It's also mavoid like that in the Gemara in Zvachim, Dav Pehe, that there's Nirva by Eif, just not Reveya by Eif. That's the Chard Rashi is coming to say. Now the Yavitz over here is the Chard Tzarechim, because the Yavitz says on Rashi that Rashi is first he says Badafka, he says Raveya, because Nirva Yitaka do it by Eif, and he brings in mind of Bazar Daf Chabez, they have Raveya by Eif. They have Nirva by Eif, not Raveya. Then he goes on to say, but Kevin Delesa by Raveya, Nirva Nami Loihavi. Since you don't have it by Raveya, you don't have Nirva either. So it sounds like the Yavitz is saying that even though there is, it is Shach Nirva by Eif, but once it's not Shach Raveya, it's not Shach Nirva either. So I don't know what he means with that, because first of all, the Gemara is saying that there is Nirva. The Gemara, the Gemara says there is a Nia for Nirva, just not for Reveya. And also what he's saying is L'chari Kenegin the Gemara in Zvachim, because the Gemara in Zvachim says, and after, hey, the Gemara Gufi has a Shaila, that do we say that there's a Nia of Nirva by Eifus? Or maybe not. Maybe we say that Kalecha, that you have Reveya, you have Nirva by Eifus, you don't have Reveya, you don't have Nirva. Or do we say the Maaseh is not the Ba'avera, and therefore it would be a psul? And the Gemara comes out that it is a psul. So it's Mavur in the Lefina Maskana, the Gemara over there, it does passel. Taisus over there speaks out that our Gemara over here is going to Lefina Maskana, that there is a psul Nerva Ba'yef. So the Gemara over here clearly is saying there is a psul Nerva Ba'yef. We don't say Kalechad the Leisa Ba'avera, Leisa Ba'nerva. And the Gemara says, Beferish Muti Nerva. So what does the Ayavitz mean? That since there's no Nerva, there's no Nerva, Lechayah the Gemara over here, and the Gemara in Zvachim is saying that we don't say that, there's a having like that, but the Amos, we say that even though there's no Reveya, but it would be nervous. So it's Tzarechin, what exactly the Yavitz means over here. And the Erkavar, they're actually saying, that we don't have Reveya because Ein Lecha Eif Reveya. So the Miri says a little bit differently. The Miri says over here, the Ein Eif HaRoy LeKarban Reveya. Sounds like the Miri is saying that there could be an Eif that's Reveya, but an Eif which is Roy LeKarban is not Reveya. So what's the Pshat? What is he coming? Lema'ute or La'afuke? So I saw in Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky's Sefer Latayim, Parashas Noach, he says, he's in the Daik from Rashi in Zvachim, and the Lashon Rashi is the Ein Lecha Eif Reveya Isha, that he says Rashi means that it doesn't mean to say that an Eif can't be Reveya Bechla. About an Eif could be Reveya, and about a big Eif could be Reveya, but the Eifus that are Kashu LeKarban happen to be very small, and by them it's not Shach to be Reveya and Isha, and that's what Rashi means as well. So Mimele, that's what some of the meaning means, that there's no Eif which is Reveya LeKarban that could be Reveya, because the Eifus that are the carbon, Tainan Meyana, are very small, and they can't be Reveya. But a bigger Eif that is not Kalashir carbon, Avada, could be Reveya. And Mimele, if you that, Rashi and the Mir would be saying the same thing.